My name is Anaija and this is my story. I was about 9 years old when my dad died. It was very traumatic. I never experienced anyone close to me dying before. And a year after that, my brother's father died. And they both died in a similar way. They both were shot. It wasn't very pleasant to me because I seen most of the stuff that happened. After that went downhill, we started getting evicted. We had to move from house to house. I had to move from school to school. And it's like both of those dead bad to where I can't really comprehend with some things, or I can't really talk to certain people. And it was like my mom, she just dropped and dropped every year and got worse every year. So in 2016, my mom went to jail. No, 2016, the beginning of 2016, my mom went to jail. Around July 4th, she went to jail. They held her for 2 years, but before she went to jail, she went like from day to day. Like, she really got locked up. They really kept her. And it was horrible because I didn't know what to do without my mom. I was used to my mom being there through everything and being able to call her whenever I wanted to, being able to see her. So with her being away, it was hard for me, like being at school, communicating, and having trust for people. Once I got used to her after a year, got used to her being gone, it was like I got mutual to her being gone, but she really was like, she wasn't the same. She didn't know me. She didn't know how I am. Like, she don't know who I am now. Like, she know what I used to like, but she don't know what I like now. She don't know what I'm going through personally, and I can't express that to her because I've been away from her for 2 years. Like, I don't know. She got on drugs, really bad drugs, and she had more babies, and she just went downhill. And with me being able to like write, and I got coping skills, so with me being able to cope on paper and run and listen to music and stuff, it helped me. But when my mom came back, I was happy, but that happiness went away because it's like she the same person. We argue everything, but she not the same person. It's like she got, it's some just not right. But I lived with my granny while my mom was away, and she was not who I wanted to be with. She was not stable. She was not mentally right. She was not nothing. She wasn't like, she would take care of me, but she would not take care of me. She would try to make me do it on my own. She would try to make me watch my siblings. I have six siblings. She would try to make me watch all of them. And like, two of them, we had to get split up. Two of my siblings, Elijah and Dorian, they're out of town in Houston, Texas. And the other three, they're with me and my grandmother. We all live in the house. But it was like, it was just traumatic. And I never thought I would have to go through anything like that. I never thought I would have to experience that pain. But knowing that I did, it made me a stronger person. Knowing that I did, it made me think. It made me think a certain way. Because my freshman year, that's when my mom was gone. I thought my mom was going to be there my freshman year, like at homecoming. And I thought she was going to be able to tell me my rights from my wrongs during school. But she wasn't there. With her being gone and her trying to control what I'm doing, it wasn't working because you're not here. I had a conversation with her, like, you're not here, so you can't run nothing that I'm doing. She acted like she didn't understand, but yeah. My freshman year, I messed up really, really bad. This brilliant class, I wasn't focusing, I couldn't focus. My mind was somewhere else. Nobody understand that but me. My mind was somewhere else. I was thinking about other stuff. I wasn't even thinking about my friends. I wasn't thinking about nobody's feelings. I was thinking about how I feel inside, and I feel hurt. It's just this feeling that I get often. But I went to a home for suicidal things, and it was not a home, but it was like a facility in Wentzville. I went there and I learned that I didn't want to be there, so I had to change the way I was thinking. I knew it was something wrong that I was thinking. Oh yeah, I don't think I need to be here anymore. I knew it was something wrong about that, so I had to change that. I had to change the way I moved. I had to change the way I thought. So that being said, I'm doing much better, but things still cross my mind. And that's all I had to say.